Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday.
What's up? What's up?
It's not a pretty day out. A little rain going on. It's muggy, but we're making it through. It's a Friday.
Yeah, the mugginess I could definitely do without, but like, oh no. Like, we've had good weather this week.
The rain. My lawn has desperately needed rain.
Yeah.
I got really excited.
Every blade of grass is like celebrating right now.
Now, I do have to look at the weather over the weekend to be like, ooh, is this prime mowing time or is it going to be 95 and like if I walk out there, I'll burst into flames?
Hey, you know what? Let's find out together right
now. So part
of
me want to like keep it like in like a secret till I wake up and walk outside and go,
yeah,
no.
We're going to find this out together.
Okay. All right.
It looks pretty dastardly.
If you ask dastardly?
Me. Dastardly.
Yep.
Love that. So, tomorrow.
That's not great.
Tomorrow, just mostly cloudy.
Okay.
High of like 84-ish.
I'm very busy tomorrow. It's Sunday.
Sunday's
the day.
Isolated thunderstorms. So they'll be in the pocket.
So I got my rain just in a bit of a cluster here.
The mowing is not an option this weekend, it sounds like.
It seems like, and then Sunday, high of 88. Tuesday, high of 86. Wednesday, it rains again in the morning. But then, like, Wednesday through Saturday, you're looking at, like, maybe 81 is the high.
Okay. That's workable then.
Yeah,
it's workable.
You can work when the Wednesday next week is probably your beginning pocket for mowing the lawn again without, like, combusting.
Okay. That's not really great, but we can work around it. We can figure that out. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer hanging with you here on the Nortown Automotive Extra Point Show. It is brought to you, of course, by Nortown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Nortown. Shop online at nortownauto.com. And, of course, training camp coverage, as it is day three, from St. John Fisher, is brought to you by Fiegel Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys, by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors & Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys, and driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. The Bills are on the practice field. They've gotten day three underway. Still no pads. We'll inform you when that does happen, but there are some injury notes, as of course, yesterday, AJ Epenesa and Dorian Williams both left practice early. Today, neither are practicing. Epenesa with an ankle injury, Williams with a calf injury. The injuries somewhat are building up, but no one seems that concerned. So it has kind of left me not being as concerned. But it's still not a great way to start camp, especially before the pads even come on. And that's where the hitting actually starts.
Right.
For some of these guys to already be down. But it, you know, fingers crossed, knocking on wood. So far, nothing too bad up to this point. Nothing too bad. I mean, even the stuff with, you know, Justin Fields.
Right. The toe injury. And as Jeremy said it perfectly yesterday, it's cart season.
Oh, yeah. Mike Shope and the Bulldog were talking about this yesterday, too. The reporters also get to a point where they word it better.
Right.
He wasn't carted off the field. He was carted into the locker room. Or he was carted into the locker room.
Or into the dorms or wherever people are.
Because when we hear carted off the field, you think they're laying on the field. They can't get up. There might be an air cast somewhere. And then they're taken off and everyone, you know, is on a knee. Like, we all have that picture. We all know it. We've all, in some ways, sort of experienced it as sports fans. That's not true anymore, though, for the most part.
Right.
Those injuries, of course, still happen. But being carted off the field does not mean 100% what it used to mean. But you still see those tweets.
Yes.
You see those reports, and your heart still drops. Because nothing has changed in the actual reporting of it. But how it actually is done has very much changed.
If that man needs to be put on a cart, it's going to be reported as such.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also exactly what we said yesterday. Why would we have you walking on it if we're going to look at it?
Yeah. We're...
Why make it worse if you are currently in pain from a 300-pound man stepping on and dislocating your toe? That doesn't feel good.
Well, specifically his non-big toe.
That's worse.
So, well, here's the thing. I saw a bunch of people asking, like, what digit it could be. Well, we know it's not the big toe, and the pinky toe has its own name. It's just one of the middle.
It's one of the middle three, and...
Which, to be fair, it might be all three of them. They're pretty, you know, they're kind of tight together.
But it's also worse. Your pinky toe's so small that it's an annoyance.
Yeah, but that helps balance, doesn't it?
Yes.
You don't want that totally dislocated. It's going to screw up your balance.
Correct.
Isaiah likely wishes his were after how week one went last year.
That's right.
There it is.
That's right. That's right. That's tough.
There it is. But
that's tough.
But the middle three, yeah, I feel like those ones, it would be worse. Like, if you had to choose to stub a toe right now, not dislocate one, obviously, but if you had to choose to stub a toe right now, which one are you going with?
I mean, probably the big toe, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. You're not picking the middle three. I'll tell you that.
You're not picking the middle three. I think it's just harder. Like, you'd have to do, like, you'd have to have somebody step on your foot to have it happen. You're not doing that naturally.
I mean, you could get the only way to stub those, I feel like, is like your foot's at a weird angle and you hit something dead on.
Yeah.
And like you don't miss it barely where like you hit the pinky toe.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am talking about the sciences of stubbing your toe at 10 in the morning.
By the way, a little bit of Jersey news coming out in the last 10 minutes.
Good. I want to get over this.
Every team that's part of the rivalries is announcing that their rival jersey will be shown, will be unveiled on August 28th. Miami's a part of this now. Seattle's a part of this in San Francisco. New England was the first team I saw. The Jets are a part of this as well. And Arizona. I have yet to see the Bills post anything. I just looked just to make sure to see like, hey, are we getting the rivals jerseys? You know, the reveal on the 28th. I think every team has done it. New England, Arizona, the Jets, Miami, 49ers, Seattle, and the Rams. Who does that leave? The Bills.
The Bills.
Is there another team I'm forgetting out west? I don't think so.
No.
So it's really just the Bills. We're just waiting for them to announce. And a bunch of these teams have announced it, you know, in the last 10 minutes. So, yeah. It looks like the rivalry jersey is going to be released on August 28th. That should be interesting because normally the rules, Derek, for jerseys and helmets.
Yep.
For helmets specifically, you can only have the three.
Correct.
And the Bills already now will have those. They'll have their normal white ones they've had for the number of years.
Yes.
We've got the standing buffalo, which is going to be worn twice. And then the red helmet on the 18th or for week 18.
Which I don't understand how that counts. It's the same helmet. It's just with a different decal.
Yeah, but I think instead of like peeling it off, they literally just new helmets, the decals on there, and it just kind of stays. So that's why.
Probably.
It's technically an alternate look, even though it is like the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know if the jerseys count towards that. I mean, I don't really know how many teams actually have more than three jersey combinations realistically, but I know the helmet one was three. But with the rivalry jerseys, it's not going to be the 90s look because they already have the 90s helmet. And the rivalries, I would imagine, want to do their own thing now that the Bills are kind of bringing in the 90s helmet for their own game, their own thing. So that's good. That's going to be a fourth look. It's going to be a lot of different jersey combinations this year for the Bills.
It's exciting, though.
It is exciting.
As a jersey aficionado.
Yeah. Well, especially for the Bills, who kind of haven't done a lot in this whole, like, sort of jersey renaissance for a lot of teams. A lot of teams have gone to the whiteout looks. We know Cleveland has, Minnesota has. The Saints are doing it this year. The Browns, for whatever it's worth, have like their whole brown look going on.
Look at the Packers.
Packers and Steelers both go their old retro 1930s, 40s kind of look.
Right.
The Bills have – and look, as someone that is not the biggest junkie for this, I have very much liked that they have stayed the course and just gone – you know, white helmet. The biggest change they had there from a few years ago was they got rid of the gray face mask and they got the white ones that make it really pop. But I mean, they're gonna have a lot of different looks this year. They're gonna have a lot of different looks. I mean, I'll also say this too. I was not the biggest fan of the '90s red helmet. I mean, I grew up with like the '90s or the red helmet with the navy blue jerseys. And Joe, I know you're a big fan of them, but for me, I can't stand them.
Well, here's your good news. Probably not getting them.
But I love the standing buffalo. I like that look. It's different from what everything else is. It genuinely feels like a throwback, and it doesn't look bad. Because I think a lot of throwbacks can look bad. Some of them are great, but a lot of them do look bad. So I'm glad to see that's back for 2 weeks. One on the road against Atlanta with their throwback jerseys, the red helmets and the black jerseys. That should be awesome.
Yep.
And then once at home against Tampa. Would love if Tampa wore the throwbacks. I don't think that's happening.
Oh, yeah, if they hit the creamsicles. Well,
I don't believe that's happening, but that would be really cool. So, yeah, it's looking like it's going to be August 28th. I have not seen the Bills actually announce it themselves, but almost every other Rivals team this year has done so, that the reveal will be on August 28th. Which, like, I'm glad we finally got a reveal. This was announced during the draft.
Right.
So this also kind of tells me...
was something that's been driving our producer, Joseph Cali,
I know.
Absolutely
Sorry,
insane.
I just want to know.
Yeah.
Like, is it so difficult to... You made an announcement for the announcement, but the announcement has yet to be announced.
You know what it feels like? It feels like that... Like, movies will do this too. Like, they'll have, like, their release date, but they haven't even started shooting the movie yet. And you're like, that's a bit premature. Like, that's kind of what this feels like. It's like they announced this was going to happen this year at the draft, and a bunch of the designers were like, we have the concept of a plan. We don't even have a plan yet. Are we sure about this? And moving forward. And so, I'm glad it's happening, but we're also like more than a month away.
Yeah.
So it's not super close. And also, Bills have not announced that they're releasing it yet on the 28th. So we will see on that. Some other news, if you missed it last night, Christian Wilkins, no longer a Las Vegas Raider. This is a story that could get real interesting, mainly just due to the fact of everything else going on with the NFL Players Association. If you missed it, defensive tackle for the Raiders, Christian Wilkins, released yesterday, and it was designated as a terminated vested veteran. This kind of all comes from the fact that he's been recovering from a Jones fracture, which I believe is a fracture in his left foot. And there was arguments between the player and the team of how to actually go about the recovery. Williams didn't want to have another surgery. He was going to different avenues to avoid that. The Raiders wanted to have him get surgery. And now, because he won't get it, the Raiders are voiding the remaining $35.2 million of guaranteed money left on his contract. That was all the way back in June 4th. He had about 50 days to register a grievance with the NFLPA had to file a grievance. He had 50 days to ask them to do
that.
They
had other things going on.
Yes, they did eventually do it. It is interesting, though. He is, I think, a very underrated player. He had a ton of money from the Raiders. He has gotten a lot of money from the Raiders, but it really was the last 2 years he was going to get another good chunk of it. But already today, Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel, when asked about it, did say they were going to have a conversation about the Massachusetts local in Wilkins. And he was a bit of a – he was kind of the only guy on the Dolphins defense the last 5 years or so when he was with them that caused any sort of problem. Whether it was to some dirty tricks or not, he was kind of the only guy in that Dolphins defense that had any sort of bite to him.
And any sort of impact, really.
And he did seem to drive Josh Allen crazy. And
it's
now,
just a couple years ago that like the NFL players voted him as a top 100 type player.
Yeah, and now, you know, and again, he still has to get healthy. That's a big part of this too. He is not healthy yet, but potentially.
Hate that for a Bills fan.
You know, 2 years after he leaves Miami, he's going to be back in the division with the ascending team potentially. And you know, we talk a little bit about the AFC East, but it has become somewhat difficult because none of the teams really are on the same path it's kind of felt like Miami had their moment in the sun, but we kind of saw how much of a paper tiger they could be. As I mentioned there, Wilkins was kind of the only guy that had bite on that roster. I mean, his last year in Miami, by the way, he had 9 sacks at defensive tackle position. But he was kind of the only guy that really had that edge, and they lost him. I mean, this is a team that really, you know, in kind of the worst way, seemed to play soft as the year went on. The elements weren't really in their favor. It didn't go well.
Mm-hmm.
But if he could get healthy and go to a team like New England, it's not that it makes New England immediately more of a threat. It is just an interesting pickup of like, ooh.
They do become slightly more annoying. That defense
is good because you got Gonzalez at corner. I like Christian Barmore. We'll see about him also getting healthy. But they've got some pieces there on the defense where you're sitting there going, okay. Like, they might be a little bit far away on the offense. We'll see about their wide receiver unit. Kyle Williams, I know a lot of people are excited about. I even saw at Patriots camp that the first day or so, he looked very nice, and that's kind of a guy to keep an eye on because I know Bills fans were a big fan of his out of Washington State. But they seem to be a bit far away on the offense. But they get the defense underway with Vrabel. Vrabel was going to get in the one seed with Ryan Tannehill and his GM absolutely sabotaging the team, trading away A.J. Brown and stuff like that. I mean, he was still winning games. It didn't go perfect to the end. But if you get a defense around Vrabel, that feels like one of the better ways for him to win early.
To win early, I agree. I would agree with that. I do think that he does have his flaws as a coach. Otherwise, he would still have been the coach.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, when it comes down to it with Wilkins, the Patriots become a little bit more annoying, if that's the case. They become a little bit more of a thorn in the side, probably a little harder to put away for the Bills this year.
Mm-hmm.
If he's healthy and he joins the Patriots, of course. Like, both of these things have to happen. Am I overly concerned if that's to be the case? No. Do the Bills have a chance to do the funniest thing ever? Yes, but you don't have the room for him. Quite frankly, you don't have the room for him. If they were still looking for another D-tackle addition, absolutely.
I think they're supposed to be banging the drum, yeah.
You'd have the chance to do the funniest thing ever. God, the training camp fights would be unreal.
My thing would be I'd be pushing, like, I need to now see a Josh Allen, Christian Wilkins join press conference.
I
need to see that.
You're
right. They don't really have a need at defensive tackle with all the additions they made. They kind of just flat out, as you said, like, don't really have a spot.
Yeah. If Ogunjobi wasn't on this roster, then I'd say sure.
Mm-hmm.
But he is. Like, yeah, he's serving a suspension. Blah, 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 blah. Who cares?
But he's coming back after week six.
He comes back, and they expect him to be back and ready. So you don't have the room, and that's okay. It means you're in a good place. Honestly, if I say so myself, I need the pads. I need the pads so bad.
Because for me, that's where their big additions were on the defensive line, and that's where you want to see how they're looking. And then we've also heard from both Joe Brady and now Bobby Babich today as well, earlier in the morning, a lot of what they're going to look at is, yeah, once the pads go on. You know, Brady really wanted to hammer home that, you know, you're not going to see the best of Keon Coleman against air. You know, once the hand fighting begins, once, you know, guys are able to get physical with the pads on, you'll see the development of Keon Coleman. He, by the way,
the timing on that is kind of hilarious because he talked yesterday and Coleman had a great
He ended up having a very good day from all reports. But
Keon Coleman's like, oh, yeah, watch this.
But even still, it's just, you know, he's talked about him. He even said it maybe more highly than other people are thinking just based off the questions he's getting. But then you go over to Bobby Babich, who spoke today, and I don't necessarily know if he brought up, you know, pads and stuff like that, and then they'll see guys. But, you know, some of the younger guys like TJ Sanders and his physical abilities, you really won't get the most of that until pads are on. Deion Walker and his size, and potentially him slimming down to maybe play at a better weight, you really won't get the full effects of that until pads are on. So it's a little annoying, but it is what it is. You know, I'd rather everyone stay healthy than we get there, but we're also kind of having issues there.
Yeah, there's already some...
That's honestly one of my fears now. It's just, like, all right, we're picking little injuries. No one seems that worried, but, man, pads are not even on, and we're already having some issues here.
Honestly, it kind of makes sense, though. It's movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, players are just getting back to the full swing of things. Like, you can do all the training you want on your own. You're not doing it with live action
or live speed
right.
with the intensity of your peers the way that you would in training camp,
mm-hmm.
even without the pads on.
Yeah.
Like the movements are going to be faster.
Oh, absolutely.
From everybody. Because they're all pros. Not all pros, but they're all professionals.
There you go.
There is one all pro on the team. It's still going to be a different intensity that you have to match. Every snap, every rep, pads on, no pads on.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's going to be some people that just like, muscle just like, I don't like what you just did. We're going to take a couple days. It's the human body. It's normal. It's inconvenient in a sense. Like, mm-hmm. you know, if you're cheering for the team and you see the team already racking up a couple injuries before pads even go on.
Yeah.
But it could be worse.
I mean, it could
be. The Jets avoided a major issue, but, like, we got no cart story yet.
True. Very true.
Due diligence, guys and gals. Don't worry. So, yeah, like, we haven't had anything like that yet. And I said it again, just that I had to knock on more wood. Good for me. But I'm not too concerned yet.
No, I mean, it's day three. It's just, for me, it's more, the vibes felt good going into camp because everything had gotten handled, right?
You know, right.
Cook had reported, you got that, and even if he held in, it was like, hey, but he's still here. Like, it's not the drama that you're seeing in Cincinnati or Washington. The second round pick kind of conundrum sort of solved itself. Guys were getting much more money. There was some fully guaranteed contracts, stuff like that. Sanders is in the building. You know, even the Landon Jackson stuff. He initially was going to start camp on PUP, but he's cleared, or even at MafiaCon, he's interviewed and mentions like, yeah, I'm going to be ready to go. So even before the official announcement came on, you know, from the guy himself, he's saying he's good. Everything seemed to be pushing in the right direction, including guys like even Joey Bosa as well. And then just the first 3 days, you're like, oh, all right, not 100% perfect. It's not going to be, but you always want to start at 100% and then go from there. And that's kind of my thing. Again, though, I do want to mention, too, with the Patriots and Wilkins, it's just I do look at them a lot because I see the Dolphins as sort of a team that's not, you know, on a free fall, but it feels like this year is going to be kind of a descent into this was their window. It wasn't even a particularly great window. They're going to be starting over here pretty soon with Greer and likely McDaniel fired. The Jets are completely starting over. I like Aaron Glenn, but that could go up in smoke as well. He's got to figure out the quarterback there. Next year, there's a lot going on. With the Patriots, I think they've already got their quarterback in Drake May. Now for them, it's, okay, you got more of an adult in the room in Vrabel. I think he has limitations as a head coach, but he, again, did do pretty well with Tennessee at times with sort of limited quarterback talent. I think Drake May will end up being better in his prime than anything that Ryan Tannehill was, even in his, you know, brief window there with Arthur Smith and how good he was. And adding a guy like a Christian Wilkins, going up, you know, next to Christian Barmore, Joshua Farmer. They've got some good guys. They paid a lot of money to Milton Williams as well.
That's right.
Kind of a Super Bowl hero for Philadelphia. They've added to that defensive line. If they could add a guy like Wilkins even before he's healthy, I think there is something to that. Of they're sort of that, like, that is fully following the Philly plan, including adding one of their players. Then you have Christian Gonzalez, who was absolutely voted as one of the top 10 corners in the league. He was a second team all pro last year. He's very, very good. He was great in his rookie year, by the way. He just got hurt, and then second year he was awesome. I don't know. I start to look at the Patriots and I go, it's a single move. It won't take them over the hump, but it absolutely makes them more interesting. And there was a call yesterday with Shope on the Bulldog where it's not necessarily you're worried that they would take the division.
Correct.
That a Patriots team or a Dolphins team or a Jets team would take the division, but that they might be good enough to screw up your plans for the one seed. That instead of going 5-1 or even 6-0 if you really needed it and you play the Stars against the Jets in Week 18, but that you go 4-2 or that you even go 3-3 because some of the teams are just good enough and in the road games, and it can be a little bit, obviously, more of a struggle on the road.
You know what would be even the most interesting piece of all of this?
Hmm.
Say the Patriots sign Christian Wilkins.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know their first two opponents?
The Patriots?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It is the Raiders and the Dolphins. quite okay, literally well, in order.
Okay, well, now for the story. I actually kind of want that.
Yeah, right?
803-0550, the number to call. Patriots, Dolphins, Jets, do any of the teams in the AFC worry you? Maybe not even just for the division, but potentially being just good enough to maybe steal a game, cause some problems for the Bills in the hunt for the one seed. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer here with you on a Friday on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you welcome a return there, or has that run its course?
Listen, I'm open to whatever I feel like is the best option. If Buffalo is that best option, obviously, you know, I will take it. That's definitely something that I will do. I know the system very well. I know the guys very well. And I feel like I can contribute big there like I have in the past. So, you know, Buffalo's definitely could be a team that I end up being on. You know, we'll see. I don't know.
That is former Bills wide receiver Gabe Davis yesterday with Kay Adams. We just mentioned it, too, talking about Christian Wilkins. The Bills kind of don't have a spot for another defensive tackle. They've made a lot of additions. The same can be said at wide receiver. There's kind of just no room for Gabe Davis. And I said it before, Derek, and I'll say it again here. I am almost never really comfortable going back to the well. I like when the team evolves and keeps going forward. When guys leave, I'm cool with some coming back. But
like
even with
Tre'Davious White?
Well, but even with Trey White, if they didn't draft a corner around one, I would be irritated.
Yes, because then that's the plan.
That's the plan. And sometimes I think too often, I even mentioned it this weekend in MafiaCon with Alex Brasky too. I don't always love it because there's always going to be that feeling of go back to what you know. It was the same with Micah Hyde last year. Hyde, for almost verbatim, said he kind of wasn't going to play unless, like, something drastic happened.
Unless calamity happened.
And yet, and again, and it's a segment of fans, it's not everybody, but I'm here, you know, taking phone calls for a few hours, and it was regular hearing, why isn't Hyde playing? Why isn't Hyde playing? I don't want that because you're not moving forward. You're not progressing as a franchise, as a football team. I want Bishop to be better. Not that Micah Hyde or Joy Poyer, like overall. That'd be great, but I'm not demanding it. But I want us to get to a point where we're not going back to the past, going, we'll give them a call. Like, the worst thing in my mind would be we're week 4 or 5 in. Gabe Davis still doesn't have a team, and no offense to him, but the passing game isn't working. So we're banging the drum of, we'll give Gabe Davis a call. That, to me, is a disaster. Because there's a reason they're not on the team anymore. There is a reason. And there's sadly, there's a reason he's not on the Jags anymore.
Correct.
It's 50-50 in terms of, you know, he has a new coach that kind of really didn't seem to know that he was on the team, Liam Cohen, because he was mentioning all the receivers and had like 10 names and just missed Gabe Davis, who's still on the roster. So it's not unsurprising he's not there. But also, you know, ultimately the big point here is I hope Davis finds a job. He was never a bad guy when he was on the Bills. He had some great moments. I have his jersey at home, and I'm not a jersey guy. I got it after 13 seconds. I know it's my fault. I'm sorry.
I know it's my fault. I'm sorry. What a line.
But ultimately, you look at their roster, they kind of don't have the room. We're already talking about the guys right. they have now trying to find where targets could be. And we're having somewhat of a difficulty with it.
Or even more so than that, how's LaVisca Chenault making this team?
Yeah. Like for him, it really might be you have to be a return guy.
How's KJ Hamler making this team?
Mm-hmm.
He would need to be able to pop in some sort of way with the return game as well.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to it of you have to find a way. Find a way to make it happen. And then, hey, here's Gabe Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Can Davis play special teams? He has in the past, I do believe. But don't quote me on it. I mean, you're a fourth-round rookie. Like, you'd probably want to be finding your way on a roster at any point.
Yeah, you would. We also do have news, as we were mentioning there, towards the end of our first segment. Bunch of teams that were part of the rivalry series this year, 7 of 8, actually, were releasing their, you know, the nice little videos and even kind of throwing out there when the game would be. The Bills finally get a part of it. We've got both of their tweets and kind of everything a part of that. It is going to be, it seems like, kind of a winter sort of vibe with the jersey. I'd imagine it might even be a whiteout jersey, and I just got to see the end of this video to make sure I get the date right, because we do have when it's going to be, and it is going to be October 5th against the Patriots, 8:20 p.m.
I like the glacial color, but I also want to see what the whole uniform looks like, because you're probably, obviously, you're just using your white helmet, right?
Yeah.
You have to.
Or it might be a full-on whiteout logo and everything,
like the Vikings.
Yep.
The Vikings did that with their whiteout, where even the Viking horns were kind of white over.
But wouldn't that be an additional helmet, quote-unquote, though?
Oh, yeah. I think that's the thing. They're going to get an additional helmet. I think that's the big part
of this. They're probably awarded that for just, like, having to take part in this.
And I think the anticipation is, because, right, like, these rival jerseys go on for the next, like, 3 years. I think the anticipation is one of the either Standing Buffalo or the 90s is not going to continue on into the following years. I would say the 90s is not going to be continuing on past week 18. I think they're going to go back to pulling out the Standing Buffalo every now and then, because that has stopped in recent years, and I have missed it. So it seems like we're moving towards that direction, where then they'll have this jersey to help out as well and have, you know, a few more mixes. I will also say, in their video that Josh Allen is in, they, of course, pull out the unsurprising quote when talking about Buffalo or Minnesota or Green Bay: winter is coming, taken from Game of Thrones. And it does appear to be very White Walker inspired. You have Allen's eyes go to that crystal blue that was big in the TV show.
I would really like to see what this whole uniform looks like. I'm genuinely curious.
It looks like we're going to the Fortress of Solitude. That's what it looks like, all the crystals.
Oh, man.
Right?
It's also Game of Thrones. There was like a Fortress of Solitude there, too. Yeah, if we do get a White Walker-type uniform, I will lose it. I will lose
my mind.
They have
my money.
Yeah,
banging the table. They've got my money.
As I mentioned there, I'm not really a jersey guy. I'm just not. I have not anxiety, but I am superstitious about it. I haven't really bought like any specialty jerseys. I know a ton of people that like the Bills red ones. I'm not one of them. It depending on how this goes, I might do it. I might do it.
I'm not superstitious. I'm a little stitious. So I will put together some jersey collections. Like, I do have the navy blue one.
There we go.
Yep.
I do have like a bunch of different, the red ones, all of that. So this is going in my collection, absolutely.
Yeah, it's that it's going to be a unique thing. But again, just how do you pull the whole thing off for me? It's not just how a jersey looks. It has to be the kit. I need to see what everything looks like here. And I do like the idea of the frost-colored logo that they have for the rivalries.
Mm-hmm. And so with that, the Bills will be introducing these. We will see what they look like at the end of August, August 28th. And then it'll be early. It'll be Week 5 Sunday Night Football at home against the Patriots is when they will actually debut them. So I think a lot like Miami, I think, is also doing these fairly early.
Yep.
I kind of like that. Let's not make us wait like the whole time. But again, like that goes to the point too. They're going to be wearing different uniforms.
We waited
a lot.
4 months for this when they actually unleashed the entirety of the uniforms.
But here, they're going to wear the rivalry jerseys at home against Patriots. The next week against Atlanta, they're wearing their throwbacks in Atlanta. It's going to be a lot of different jerseys.
And I'm a fan of that.
Throughout the season. I'm a fan. I want to see how this looks first. I want to see. I'm excited at the concept. We all know I'm a big Game of Thrones guy. They're pulling out the White Walker stops. I'm all for that. If they could get any of the former actors from the original show to like debut it, that'd be even cooler. But I want to see how it looks first. Because if it looks bad, I mean, like here. How do we honestly feel that Steelers fans and Green Bay fans are about their like 1940s jerseys? The Steelers ones are horrific.
Oh my God, those are
bad. At least the Green Bay one was like, oh, we're gonna like use like new like helmet technology to like make it look like the leather cap again. But like they don't look particularly good. Yeah, and so like that's my fear is like we're gonna have a lot of them, and you're gonna like about two of them. And that's my only thing.
To be fair, though,
you know, that's where I've pushed with the uniforms. I like the quality over quantity. I've liked it. They haven't had a ton, but I've loved them.
What I will say though is, doesn't that happen a lot with like new uniforms though too? Where it's just like, I don't know, man. Like the Cleveland Browns. Nah, you ain't tricking me. That's like FCS Northwest in college football.
Right.
Like that's not a real team.
Even Oregon kind of had to like earn the whole. We're pulling out all the stops because I mean for years like they were right. Just they were the neon green and yellow like that's yeah. What they were they had so, to like, sort of earn it.
I also do hate the overuse of like the all black uniform even yep. with a team that does not have a primary black color to it. Like I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the same thing with the all white. It's a lazy gimmick. I think the Bills, it's not an all white look for any of theirs. Like, yeah, it's the white helmet, jersey, pants, for example,
mm-hmm.
But the logo's still prevalent. The numbers are still the numbers. It's like when you have it just like the numbers are only outlined
mm-hmm.
and they're white on the inside too. And it's like, come on, can we do something a little better than this?
Yeah.
And it's pretty much the same thing in the same standing. This is different. There's a frost color to it. I'm not going to ignore that. That's interesting.
They could do something with like that, like it's white, but then they have the lighter blues, like you know, the ice color blue that
and
we all kind of know.
Be the
could do something like
but
that.
But this is the Sunday night game, the NBC game, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hmm.
It looks like everyone's doing it like in like a pretty good window. It from the dates I've seen, I don't have all the dates or anything
also,
like that. But it seems like everyone's doing it like during
New England's
an important
hinting
game.
At a white jersey, though, are they not?
They're doing it against a different team.
Oh.
Theirs is against, I believe, the Jets. I want to make sure on that. But I believe they're doing it against somebody else. No, yeah, I don't think anyone's clashing. So it's not what we initially thought, where it was going to be rival jerseys going up against each other. It looks like everyone's doing it kind of alone against a division rival.
I'm confused.
What? I believe that's how it's going, is like everyone's doing it against a rival, yes. But everyone's going to have a solo spot with it.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, it appears that is what's going on, is that everyone's kind of doing it
that makes
somewhat solo.
No sense.
See, but this kind of didn't go like where I thought it would be anyways. Because initially, I did think it would be more along the lines of like an homage to an earlier era of the team. And then they would clash together. Now it is just entirely like a different design, a true its own thing.
It's like a
and
city design almost.
Yeah, I think city design is probably the right way to do it. Like something like the NBA has done for years as well. Any Miami jersey is Miami Vice. I'd imagine the Dolphins is going to be like that as well. And you just you debut it against a rival rather than both get the spotlight on one day, one night. I don't hate that.
I do.
Well, the reason I don't hate it is because...
What, are we going to get the Dolphins unleashing theirs against the Bills? The Bills unleashing theirs against the Patriots? The Patriots unleashing theirs against the Jets? And the Jets unleashing theirs against the Dolphins?
Well, actually, I believe everyone but the Bills is releasing theirs against the Jets.
No.
I think Miami and New England are the Jets. And then the Jets is against
Miami,
the Dolphins.
I don't see Miami's unleashed or like revealed like what day it's actually coming. Like what...
Give me 1 second. I gotta find it because like they've got multiple posts for this. But yeah, I'm fine with it. If the jersey looks good, I'm fine with it because it's not initially what I thought it was.
I don't like it. If you're going to do a gimmick like that, do it against each other. Show what kind of thing you've got, and then that's it.
Well, the thing, it's not going to be it. This is now a jersey for you for the next 3 or so years. So
then play them against each other for it.
Well,
but then it
quickly is just a gimmick of we're only going to wear this against this team or one of these teams and we have to wear them together. That's not fun. That's ridiculous. So now that it's not just going to be an homage to the 90s or 60s or one of your eras, and if it's going to be its own thing, yeah, we're going to unveil it against a rival, but then it's part of our wardrobe that we can just kind of pull out against maybe anybody going into the future. We'll unveil it first against a division opponent, but then it's just part
of it. But it's a rivalries uniform. That's going to be the name for it. Like how there's the Color Rush uniform,
mm-hmm.
It's a rivalries uniform. Why would you wear it against, say, next year, I don't know, like, hypothetical opponent here, Kansas City.
You're probably going to wear it for the next 3 years against a different divisional opponent.
You're probably wearing it against each one of them.
Yes, but they will not be wearing theirs while playing you.
But then if you're already having to wear the jersey against them no matter what, why not have them wear it against you?
I think from what I'm gathering from it, if it's an all-white kit, it's an away jersey. Right?
Like yeah. But they're at home.
Right.
The Bills are going to be at home for this.
So the Dolphins will be wearing, or who? The Patriots, right? Is it week four, you said?
It's week five.
Week five.
Yeah. They
week
are
five
home,
Sunday
yes.
football at
they
home against home. Patriots.
So the Patriots will be wearing probably their navy blue jerseys at that point, mm-hmm. I would assume, to contrast it. So I get it, because if the Patriots are going white too, that's not going to work. You can't both wear that. So you got to kind of go home team, let the jersey out against a divisional opponent, and that's that.
Again, I don't know. I feel like if you're going to do the thing, wearing them against a rival, I feel like they should be wearing them against each other. That's just me.
Yeah, but then you are getting to a point of like, cool, you guys have to do a blue one, or you guys have to do a red one or green one, because you're going to be the first year playing another team that wants to do a road one or a white one. Mm-hmm. I think that's part of it, too, is like everyone gets to do whatever you want, and then they'll show up, you know, wherever, you know, at home.
And then you're going to wear them for one of three games.
Maybe.
Because you're on the road or at home.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I feel like that's a weird gimmick.
I mean, they're all weird gimmicks until they're not. But we'll see. They're playing them against the Patriots Sunday Night Football Week 5. So we'll be early, and we're going to be getting a lot of different jerseys as we go.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
305-550, the number two call. What are you hoping to see from these jerseys? Day three of Bills training camp continues on down in St. John Fisher. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on WGR. Quick quick final segment here as we wrap up hour number one of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Day number three of Bills training camp going on over at St. John Fisher University. And that coverage is brought to you by Fiegel Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys. Buy Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors & Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys, and driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. We've got some movies coming out, both I think yesterday and now today. I'm going to see one of them twice tomorrow. Joe, I know you're going to see Fantastic Four tonight.
But you know what I'm seeing before Fantastic Four?
Oh, no.
Happy Gilmore 2 on my TV at home.
Is that what you're doing like right when you get home now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yep, no question. I might nap like,
okay.
in between.
That's probably good.
But, yeah, I'm excited about Happy Gilmore 2. I might be in the minority. But
Happy Gilmore 2 came out today on Netflix 3 a.m. today on the East Coast is what I heard.
They waited for the West Coast. They were polite, so...
Ridiculous. Whatever. We always get burned in that, don't we?
I'm far more excited to watch the Hall of Fame game than Happy Gilmore 2.
Oh, man. See,
this isn't happening on a Friday.
This is not happening. Oh, so save it for tomorrow. Okay.
Yes.
Yes, he says. Hey, you heard it. It's on record now.
But yeah, so Fantastic Four, I think, came out yesterday or it officially comes out today. I'm seeing it twice. Because I screwed up.
Hell yeah.
I have maybe overbooked myself. So I typically see a lot of like the Marvel DC movies. I have for years, even going back before the pandemic. I go with my dad, my cousin, and his partner, and we go.
Right.
And it's been the four of us for, I think, honestly, since like 2018. We've gone to like all the big ones. So we've kept it going. And so when Fantastic Four was coming out, we're like, all right, we're going to go see that. And I screwed up initially, too. I didn't go see Superman with them. It's the first one I've missed in a while because I went with my girlfriend. Well,
okay, also fair though.
Well, my dad was like, all right, hey, well, then we're setting up Fantastic Four. I'm like, got it. Cool. What are we doing? And I let them all set it up. My
did
girlfriend
they,
then.
Did they forget somebody?
No. Well, they didn't. I did. So then later, like 2-3 weeks later, my girlfriend's like, hey, like, we saw Superman. We got to see Fantastic Four. I'm like, you're absolutely right. When do you want to go? Like, I'm free on the weekends. Like an idiot. I buy the tickets, book it, the whole thing. I have the realization on a car ride home, and I'm like, oh, I think I'm double booked. So I text my dad. I'm like, when are we going? Noon tomorrow. Crap. I'm going at 6 tomorrow, too. So I'm gonna see the movie tomorrow at noon, get out around 3.
Why?
And then I'm going to rush over to Orchard Park, probably get a quick bite to eat, watch it again. I really hope it's good. I really hope it's good.
Why would you make this public?
Because I've done stuff like that before.
Have you told her that this is what happened?
100%. She made fun of me. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
This is not something I don't do regularly. this is absolutely not a new phenomenon.
Okay.
In my life,
like I don't know if you're the kind of person that you would need to like hide that you already saw it and be like, oh wow, geez, that what?
No. Like, no. She looked me dead in the face and just laughed.
Good.
And I was like, all right, I mean, we got
to
get through it.
Which is exactly what I'm doing to you right now.
We
got to
get through it.
Right at you and laughing at you.
We're gonna see what happens. I'm sitting here and I'm like, I really hope it's good. Because if I don't like it, like, I probably won't hate it. But in the event I do, that's a tough way to spend a Saturday. Is watching a movie twice that you can't stand.
That would actually be funnier.
Mm-hmm.
But I doubt that happens.
I agree. Very much doubt that happens.
I think that it's going to be good. I hope that for your sake it is good. But at the same time, for your sake, I also hope that it's bad.
Imagine you have to sit through a burner 2 times.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I just, oh, man.
I mean, it is going to be good. The general reviews have already been
quite a bit. So I feel good, and that's where I'm like, I'm not as nervous, but I am sitting here going like, that could be a tough way to spend a Saturday.
The chaos goblin in me, and I think Joe would agree with this, is I kind of, like, there's only like a small portion of me that hopes it's bad. Just so that you have to go through it twice because you goofed.
I'll be honest, too. It's been a little while since I've seen a movie I didn't like.
It's a good point.
They've been kind of bangers lately.
It's been a bit. I was thinking about this last night. I watched part one of that Billy Joel documentary.
I did, too.
On HBO.
It's phenomenal.
It's part two comes out tonight, I think, at 8 on HBO.
July 25th. It's the day. It is the day.
Yes. If you haven't watched it, if you got HBO, if you got 2.5 hours, by the way, it is a long one. I cannot recommend it enough. But, like, I've been hitting him out of the park recently. I have not picked a bad time for myself lately and like watching something. And I'm terrified when the other shoe's going to drop. And it would be something like this where I've double booked myself.
Yes.
And I've got to see, like, this would be this the time.
This is not the movie it's going to happen,
mm-hmm.
but it is going to catch up to you one day.
It will.
And I can't wait for that text.
It's going to be tough. 803-0550, the number to call. If you did miss it, the Bills rivalry jerseys, they have not been unveiled. No, but we did get the announcement of when that'll be happening, August 28th, and they'll be wearing them on Sunday Night Football, Week 5, against the New England Patriots. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with
102.
Laser beam. Ohtani,
inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.